In Belgrade early this morning, Yugoslav police arrested former President Slobodan Milosevic on corruption charges. The arrest came after a 36-hour standoff between government security forces and armed Milosevic supporters at his home. NPR's Silvia Pajoli is in Belgrade. She's on the phone with us. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
Describe the scene when Milosevic was arrested.
Well, we understand that the arrest was preceded by very long and difficult negotiations, and the scene in his house must have been very, very tense. He was under protection of heavily armed bodyguards who had already opened gunfire on police when they tried Friday night and early Saturday morning to arrest the former president. Milosevic himself was described as unbalanced, in a constant mood swing, waving his gun and threatening to kill his wife and daughter before shooting himself. He rejected the arrest warrant, saying it was issued by NATO stooges. But finally, it appears he was convinced to surrender by members of his own Socialist Party in order to avoid a bloodbath. But as he was getting into his car, the Milosevic saga had one more dramatic moment. His daughter, Maria, had a breakdown and started firing a gun in the air toward Chedomir Jovanovic, the Serbian government official who had been leading the negotiations, but no one was injured.
Given that Milosevic had said that during the standoff he wouldn't be taken alive, and given what you've just described, what do you think happened to make Milosevic give himself up?
Oh, well, I think that basically he was, the Dusan Mihailovic, the interior minister, said earlier this morning in a press conference that Milosevic was convinced that this arrest warrant had nothing to do with the indictment handed down against him by the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. Now, the question is why the government acted so that last the other night, and it was that they had been really under very heavy pressure by the March 31st deadline set by the U.S. Congress, by which time Belgrade had to demonstrate cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague and implementation of other human rights conditions, or else forfeit $50 million in U.S. aid this year. And Serbia, after a decade of international isolation and economic sanctions, it's in desperate need of any help it can get. A lot of people are wondering why they didn't act before. Why did they wait until the last minute? And the fact is there were divisions within the new leadership. Yugoslav President Vojislav Koštunica is a strict legalist, and he was concerned that the Serbian authorities didn't have sufficient evidence to bring Milosevic to trial. He's also opposed to following the marching orders of the international community. But after police came under fire Friday night by Milosevic's armed supporters, Koštunica summoned all the top Yugoslav and Serbian officials for an emergency meeting, and then he issued a toughly worded statement saying no one is above the law, and he gave the police the green light to arrest Milosevic.
Now, what exactly are the charges against him?
The charges are mainly on financial irregularities, misusing customs duties, abusing his powers, and damaging the Serbian economy, as well as corruption that cost the state close to $100 million. The maximum sentence Milosevic faces is 5 years in prison, but investigations are still underway that could implicate Milosevic in ordering several political assassinations. Now, up to now, it had been very difficult to build a case against him. He's a man who had been very careful not to leave a paper trail. I myself visited the National Archives a few weeks ago, and there's practically no sign there, photos or documents illustrating his 13-year rule. It's almost as if he never existed. So investigators have been counting mainly on testimonies of his cronies and aides, and in fact, in the last few weeks, numerous people have been arrested. But there were indications that up to now, very few had been spilling the beans. Perhaps now, with Milosevic under arrest, they may be more forthcoming.
If a promise perhaps was made in order to end the impasse that Milosevic would not be sent to The Hague, what do you think the chances are that the Yugoslav government is actually going to turn him over for a trial on war crimes?
Well, it's important to say that Serbian public opinion has been widely in favor of Milosevic's arrest and his trial here in Serbia. But the great majority also shares the opinion of President Koštunica that the tribunal, he says, he calls it a political tool of the United States with an anti-Serb bias. Nevertheless, even those Serbs who favor cooperating with the War Crimes Tribunal say that sending Milosevic immediately to The Hague could mean transforming him into a martyr, and therefore this would endanger the delicate democratization process in Serbia. They say, first try him here for corruption, to fully discredit him in the eyes of the Serbian people, and then it could be easier to send him to the International War Crimes Tribunal. So we're going to have to see a little bit further down the line, within a few months, I think, what happens.
Do you expect some pressure from NATO, for example?
There'll be extreme pressure. There's going to be an awful lot of pressure, but, you know, it's also going to be easier now. He is behind bars.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade. Thanks a lot, Silvia.
Thank you, Leanne.